benchmark against competitors, and best-in-class organizations. Benchmarking is used to set stretch goals for benchmark measures. These terms are defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Benchmarking: comparing products, processes, and services to those of another organization thought to have superior performance. The benchmark target may or may not be a competitor or even in the same industry. There are 7 common forms of benchmarking. C. Competitive benchmarking, financial benchmarking, functional benchmarking, performance benchmarking, process benchmarking, product benchmarking, strategic benchmarking. Benchmark measures: a set of measurements or metrics that is used to establish goals for improvements in processes, functions, products, and so on. Benchmark measures are often derived from other firms that display best-in-class achievement. Benchmarking can be used for strategy, business processes and tactics, or operations. At the transformation program level, benchmarking is strategic but should focus on evaluation of one or more specific supply chain segments. This may require focusing on just the data for a single business unit's supply chain, since financial data is accounted for at the business unit level. Individual projects benchmark at lower levels. Benchmarking can be performed internally, for example, different business unit, externally, for example, organizations that have won quality or business management awards, or versus a standard, for example, conformance to ISO 9001. When benchmarking looks to external examples of excellence, competitors are of obvious interest. However, their most comparable business units should be used, if possible, since many organizations are highly diversified. In a comparable business unit, look out for process differences. Best-in-class companies, BICC, sometimes defined as firms with 50% greater sales growth and 20% greater profitability than average firms in their industry, regardless of industry, can inspire more than just to catch up, but instead to surpass the competition. BICC comparisons reduce the risk of complacency. Seek market disruptors and organizations who manage complexity well, because these can be significant areas of supply chain competitive advantage. BICC indices exist and can be leveraged. Euron's Quality Handbook lists key tasks in the benchmarking process. Determine critical performance to benchmark. As with setting performance objectives, it is important to focus on performance that creates competitive advantage. The benchmark performance should align with strategic plan KPIs. Define the metrics to be used in a benchmarking framework, for example, SCORE-DS. Metrics tie directly back to the performance attributes the organization has chosen. Frameworks standardize for like-to-like comparison, but note that inputs used for a given metric may still not be an exact match. Identify leading or benchmark targets. This step starts with selecting benchmark organizations, functional areas, a standard, or an index to use as the benchmark. Benchmark data can be sourced in different ways. External organizational data may be purchased from a third party. If consultants are used, ask how they get their information. Some hire graduate students to poll organizations. Ask who is funding a study if you are called. Sometimes industry associations or consortia of business groups have gathered information from members. There may also be a variety of publicly available data from annual and quarterly earnings reports, white papers, or periodical databases. Site visits and original research, such as interviewing individuals, for example, staff who recently worked for a competitor, questionnaires, or customer or supplier focus groups may be needed. For example, ask, what can we be doing better? In some cases, two organizations can benchmark each other. Gather the organization's own performance data. This can be gathered from historical records, surveys, interviews, observation, and analysis. Identify and analyze performance gaps. This comparison has two parts. First, the processes are compared and analyzed using flowcharts and other quality tools. This will provide information on how a process might be done differently. Second, performance measurements are calculated and compared. For example, which company has better inventory turnover? Determining why this is the case can provide information on processes to improve and goals to meet or surpass. Plan a path forward. Within the constraint of limited resources, prioritize necessary improvements and build business value propositions. Choose carefully when working to be superior to a specific competitor. It may not be feasible to surpass a far larger competitor, but one could target a niche area for growth. Allocate resources, implement plans, and measure results. Strategic benchmarking is expensive and needs action plans to implement changes so the investment has a chance to create value. The art of competitive analysis is in determining why a competitor is doing certain things, so you get a picture that goes beyond the numbers. In other words, their strategy starts to emerge, and you can then determine what areas align with your strategy. Decide what capabilities to improve and what capabilities are unnecessary. For example, one organization benchmarked its inventory turnover and found it was close to a key competitor. However, delving into the data revealed that the competitor had much faster retail store inventory turnover, a subset of the metric, due to a sophisticated replenishment process that allowed postponing deliveries and avoiding stocking items that were not selling. The result was that the competitor could support the same sales, but with 40% less inventory. The processes and technologies told the story of why the competitive advantage was in their favor. However, avoid assumptions. Just because a competitor is working on a technology or methodology does not necessarily mean it is being properly implemented. When it comes to participating in benchmarking, consider the benefit of explaining one's processes to outsiders. It can reveal gaps in logic and lead to improvement even if the other organization is not superior. Participating in benchmarking surveys from independent third parties can help ensure that data are accurate and unambiguous.